It's a high-tech answer to a chronic problem in South Korea's kindergartens. Where teachers' assistants cannot be found, robotic versions like Jennybo, the exercise dog, are filling the gap. The idea of robots teaching classes is still in its infancy, but it's already proving to be a hit. Seven-year-old Kang Bo Go is a big fan. He says he particularly enjoys the robot-led gymnastics class, and he's not alone. His classmates have embraced their robotic teachers with enthusiasm. The government-sponsored robot learning program was launched earlier this year with the dual aims of introducing children to the concept of robotics while simultaneously filling the need for more classroom supervision.
I think the robot can deal with children when teachers don't have enough time to take care of each one. Besides, it has many convenient functions in the way it can check the student's daily attendance, which was the teacher's job, and it can regularly check the children's mood and condition.
Which is one of Irobi's specialties. When the children have checked themselves in, Irobi takes their photograph, then leads them in an English class, set to music, of course. About 50 kindergartens across the country are using the robot learning service, but that number is expected to increase tenfold by the end of next year. The government says it does not want to replace its human teachers, but to give them an invaluable tool for teaching in the modern classroom. Rob Muir, Reuters.